Good morning, pharmacy podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for the Daily Dose on Wednesday, February 13th. It's hump day. Happy Wednesday. You know, when I was growing up, Wednesday wasn't hump day. That was kind of a advertising snafu by Geico when they had the camel, and they're replaying that now. Hump day. It was Prince Spaghetti Day. Boy, am I dating myself. Wednesday was Prince Spaghetti Day. So I was thinking, because I kind of like pasta. If you know me and you look at me, you know I really like pasta. But about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, we did something with a fundraiser, kind of a community service event that we put together with our students. Kudos to our students from University at Buffalo and St. John's who initiated this. And we did something called Pizza with a Purpose. And what we did at a local California pizza is we had people come in and we gave out some of the resources for needy meds about how people could save money on prescription medications. And California Pizza donated 20% back to needy meds for anyone who came in and had lunch or dinner or takeout or even their bar, you know, if they sat at the bar. So it was really very nice. And it gave a sense of community to our company for community outreach. So I think about Wednesdays as Prince Spaghetti Day. And after the success of the Pizza with a Purpose promotion, I wanted to take the bar and raise it a little higher and to get into Pasta with a Purpose because I love pasta. So I'm thinking that on every Wednesday for a couple of months, we want to do something where we can raise awareness and raise some money for a worthy cause. Well, a dear friend of mine, Teresa, who is kind of working with us on the marketing side of our company, got me involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the Man of the Year and Woman of the Year initiative. Clearly, I'm not looking to win any awards, but both my parents sadly passed away and had those deadly diseases. So it kind of strikes home. So we were thinking, we had a conference call on Saturday about with the committee members, and there are so many very wonderful fundraisers, people who've worked in the school system, people who work for nonprofits, people who work really right there raising lots of money for very worthy causes. And I sat there and I listened to all the ideas, and I thought about our Pizza with a Purpose promotion and about how we could raise the bar by doing it and having our students be involved. Because getting this sense of giving back is really very, very important. So I said to Teresa, I'd like to try and do this Pizza with a Promotion scenario and be part of that committee and that do something where our students get involved. And she said, fine. Of course, anyone who wants to do fundraising, they're always welcome. So on February 28th, we're going to have a meeting out at the association, the society, and we're all going to get our own kind of private URLs so that we could raise some money for a worthy cause. And we're going to do it with outreach and helping people lower the risk of adverse drug reactions, which, of course, saves money as well. But we're going to do something with this Pasta with a Purpose promotion, almost to make it ask your pharmacist about PGX testing. You know, every television ad or every big pharma introduction or conversation about a drug that they want you to buy always ends with a list of all the side effects, and then it says, ask your doctor about Humira or Xarelto or Viagra. Well, what about asking the pharmacist? You know, do you have to do it through a drive-through window? Wouldn't you like to do it in a community event where a pharmacist or a PharmD student, which is where we're going to really put our attention, could really be there so that they could ask the PharmD, the pharmacist, because quite honestly, you don't need a license to care. These graduates, they're graduating. They're PharmDs. They're more of a PharmD than I am. I'm a registered pharmacist. Had a student once tell me, he says, are you allowed to fill prescriptions? I said, yeah, come to the Merrick store. You'll see how many prescriptions they fill. But as a PharmD, their diploma tells us that they're a doctor of pharmacy. So we're going to do this Pasta with a Purpose. We have a couple of Italian restaurants here, Maggiano's. I've done some events there in the past. I already spoke to them. So you're going to look for these kind of things, and this is something you can do nationwide. So you say, Kenny, I'm really busy. Got my family. I'm working 40-plus hours at CVS or Walgreens or the corner drugstore. I don't have time for this. Well, these events, this pasta with a purpose, by introducing pharmacogenetic testing, just between us, we're going to be raising money, but also creating revenue for the people who do this. So imagine if you ever did wellness clinics, you probably didn't get paid. It just felt good. Well, imagine feeling good and getting paid. So if you're interested in being part of this pasta with a purpose, ask your pharmacist about PGX tests. You'll hear it on the Concierge Pharmacy Show. You'll hear us talking about how you can get involved, how you can do good, feel good, and make money doing it. So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It's Wednesday. It's Prince Spaghetti Day, but it's going to be Pasta Day here on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We're going to do some outreach with you, and we're going to show you how much it helps the community, helps our patients, and actually helps our pocketbook. This is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Wednesday, February 13th.